Jesus says of us, then they will fast. So I hope we do. We diet, but I don't know how much we fast. There is a difference. Diet is just for natural reasons, which is good. There's nothing wrong with that. But fasting is for spiritual reasons, for spiritual benefits, to make us hungry. You know, many of us, I dare say, have never really been hungry. Just different levels of full. Different levels of full, but not hungry, where I haven't eaten for 2 days and I don't know where I'm going to get food. That's a very different hunger than not eating meat today. Now, don't not eat meat, or don't not eat meat. I guess it's two double negatives to make it don't eat meat, something like that. But that's what Jesus asks of us, is that by fasting, that we experience a hunger, that we hunger for him, that we realize that we do not just live on bread alone, but every word that comes from the mouth of God. It's the same with shelter, that when we know we'll have shelter, then, you know, I don't know, seeing these little things where the college students live outside for a day or overnight when it's cold out to experience what it's like to be homeless, those are good things. But it's very different when we know we can go back to our house. It's very different to fast when we know our fridge is full. It makes a big difference when we fast and it's not for others, but we're simply just storing it up for ourselves. So, don't eat your steak today, neither will I. But that's not enough. We're invited then to experience that hunger, remember the hunger of others, and give steak to someone else. When we fast, I think it's good for us to be able to admit we've really never been hungry. Just different levels of full.